কৃষ্ণ ভুলে সে জীব আনন্দীয় কঠিন
being in the material world is bahima. We've turned our back on Krishna. And atta eva maya tari samsareda duk. And the result of that, turning our back on Krishna, atta eva means therefore, maya tari, maya gives us samsareda duk, quite a lot of misery ultimately. We seek happiness only, but what we get is frustration. And when one is young, young meaning inexperienced, one thinks that the cause of my frustration is that I haven't organized things properly. And all I have to do is get a little more of what I want and push away a little of what I don't want and manipulate this and organize that, and I'll have a situation in which I can be happy. When one becomes old, if one doesn't have spiritual knowledge, one, just by the very nature of becoming old, realizes that material life is so frustrating. And again, without the spiritual knowledge to support one, when one becomes old, one becomes extremely cynical and extremely lonely. So, when one has somehow developed a relationship with Krishna and the essence of the relationship with Krishna is gotripte varanam datta, which means seeking protection from Krishna or becoming dependent on Krishna, or spoken in another way, it's giving up our feeling that we are independent. This is the most difficult thing to do. We are very, especially at this age, everyone is so independent, myself in that list as well, and thinking of themselves like that and proudly so. And turning to Krishna means, as Prabhupada once said, declaring our dependence on Krishna. So it's the opposite of material consciousness. Material consciousness, which keeps us in the material world, is independence and trying to become independently powerful. The Bhagavad Gita describes it as Ishwaraham, Aham Bhogi, Siddham, Balavan Sukhi. I can control this, I am powerful, and thereby, by that way, I'll become happy. And there is no need in that consciousness of Krishna. And indeed, when we have the consciousness of trying to enjoy the material world in that way, the thought of having to depend on Krishna or accept the authority of a supreme person, it's quite repulsive. We don't like that consciousness. We want to keep away from Krishna because it means that we have to give up this mentality that we're very attached to, and the attempt to become happy, 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 happy in the material world. Of course, we're saying very clearly it's a foolish attempt, and Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says it's a foolish attempt because the material world, it's not that we're not expert at organizing the material world. It's that the very nature of the material world is dukkalayam ashashvatam. What does that mean? Yeah. Dukkalayam ashashvatam anitya asukaloka. This is the very nature of the material world. It is organized specifically to give us trouble. And that's a curse in its way. But that curse has a blessing inside of it. If we understand the very essential nature of the material world and use the difficulties, whatever difficulties come to us, to push us towards Krishna. Push us to Krishna, to having a real shelter. Then difficulties become our greatest friend and our ally, actually. So then, if we decide, yes, I want to get closer to Krishna, okay, I've had enough. The material world, okay, I figured it out. The material world is such a difficult place. And then I want to get closer to Krishna. And then Krishna often feels very far away. So a non-devotee, a person who doesn't have a devotional inclination, the further away Krishna appears, the better. Because they don't want to have anything to do with Krishna. They want to be the center. But for a devotee, or a person aspiring to be a devotee, when Krishna appears far away, it is like when any loved one is far away. And then we miss him. And we want him to be closer. And we miss him. And it is that element of wanting Krishna to be closer, of missing him, that brings us close to Krishna. This is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we become satisfied in the material world with our life, we can be satisfied, intoxicated with whatever it is that we have, and then right up until the moment of, you know what, we can be an illusion thinking, yes, 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 it'll be so nice, and then the great crusher of all our illusions comes. What is the great crusher of all our illusions? Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to. Yes. So we shouldn't miss Krishna. We shouldn't miss Krishna. We should have some affection for Krishna after all. After all, where would we be without Gosh? Where would we be? Just even looking at it in a very basic way. Where would be in the simplest, almost materialistic theism? Where would we get the air to breathe? Where would we get the food? Where would we get the sunlight? We're completely dependent on Krishna. If our heart, I bring up this point, if the beating of our heart, of my heart, was placed under my control, just imagine. You know, I'd be doing something and I'd forget to beat. And then, but Krishna says, okay, I'll take care of that. Well, the breathing, the autonomous nervous system handles the breathing, just a fancy name for Krishna by his grace. We're dependent on him for the food we eat, for the sunlight, everything. We're so dependent on Krishna for our very existence, our free will. That's Krishna's grace. We are dependent on him. So the beginning of love is some acknowledgement and then some gratitude and then some appreciation. And then acting properly in service with some devotion. And then missing when one has some relationship. And then we miss Krishna. He's so beautiful. And as Krishna is beautiful and wonderful, it reminds me of a little story that I once heard of when Bhaktivedanta Manor in England. You've been there? Raise your hand if you've ever been to Bhaktivedanta Manor. So many devotees. And there's very beautiful deities there called Radha Gokulananda. And when they first opened up Bhaktivedanta Manor, the local councillor, a local councillor came who had to, his business was to assess the temple and or whatever, all the buildings, so that they could ask for proper taxes. So he wanted to see what was in the big room over there in Bhaktivedanta Manor. So they said, well, you have to take off your shoes if you want to go in there. That's the temple room. And that's where the deities are. And he's writing down deities, temple room, like this. Takes off his shoes. He walks in. He stands in front of the deities with his clipboard and walks out saying, I never thought it was going to be like this. In other words, the heart is touched. This is Krishna's kindness. One time when I was in Vrindavan, some devotees from Iran came. And after I spoke to them a little while, and one lady who was a devotee, who was maybe 45, 50 years old, she couldn't speak any English, but through a translator, she said, I was born in a Muslim family. And when I look at the deities, the statues of Krishna, I just can't relate to it. Because I'm born in this, you know, that kind of a family, I can't accept it. So then Bhurijan got out his Bhagavad Gita and started saying this in the Bhagavad Gita and that in the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna can change matter to spirit, and this and that, and this and that. And it didn't touch her at all. So I said, I told you the story in Vrindavan, yes? Did I tell you the story? So I told her, okay, this is a problem. Because Prabhupada said that if you have a problem that you can't solve, raise your hand if you have, anyone at this point has a problem they can't solve. No one raised two hands. Well, that's a good sign. But he said, take it to Lord Balaram, the deities of Krishna and Balaram. If you have a problem that you can't solve, take it to Lord Balaram. So I told this to this Muslim devotee girl, lady, Mataji. So I said, go to Lord Balaram, and you should tell him everything, very openly and very honestly. Just like you told me. Tell him, I'm standing before you, but I was born in a Muslim family. I can't believe that in the deities of God. Just be very, very open and honest with Balaram. So she said yes. And she went down, and 45 minutes later, she came back and said, I believe. I don't know what happened. I don't know what she said to him, and I told him, of course, you're dealing with Balaram, you don't need a translator. So she can speak in Arabic or the Farsi language, whatever they speak there. And I assume he spoke to her in that language too. But something touched her. And this is the very nature of spiritual potency. Even if we're a little bit opened, it will touch us. It will touch us, affect us. So I'm saying, and that we should miss Krishna. When we get touched by Krishna, we should see that's his grace. And we should miss him and wish to be closer to him instead of wishing to turn our back on him and become more and more an enjoyer in the material world, which we can never be. We should wish, desire to get closer to Krishna and be trying to take steps closer to Krishna. So, in this perspective, one of the wonderful things about Krishna's deity form is so wonderful. And another wonderful thing about Krishna is the place where he performs his pastimes. which is called Sri Vrindavan Dham. So I would like this evening to visit Sri Vrindavan Dham. You can start setting it up, but don't move yet. You'll have plenty of time to move in a moment. But first, set it up, because I want to keep saying things. Now, I always ask this question. I'm always generally quite happy with the response. Raise your hand if you've been to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Gopal? Two hands. Because you have been two times. Three times. Gopal? Three hands you have to raise. Three hands. No. Vrindavan Dham is a very, very special place. Prabhupada even said, even if a non-devotee goes to Vrindavan, he will feel, experience separation from Krishna. He will miss Krishna. That means you don't even know Krishna and you miss him. There's something so special in the atmosphere. Is the sound plugged in too?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a few slideshows of Vrindavan. And the first slideshow is does anyone know what we're going? There are three most potent items, powerful items in Vrindavan. Does anyone know one of those? The dust. The second is Yamuna. So we're going, yes, and the third is Giriraj Govardhan. So in the first one, we're going to visit the Yamuna. Okay? You'll come? Yeah, right? You're going to come or you go somewhere else? Huh?
I would like.
Okay. Now, but for this particular one, do we need to test anything? Yeah, we have to see if it works. Okay. It worked before, but that doesn't. Let's see if it works now. The technology is so exciting. You never know if it's what it will do. Yes, I hear a sound. Should I turn this up, boot it up again, or? Yes. Okay. Now, how about the sound?
Can you just play any sound so I can just test it?
Oh. Can I play a sound? I don't know. I don't think I have any sounds on here.
Go to search.
Yes. I don't have any sounds here. Why don't we just try it? If this just goes to the amplifier?
Yep.
Okay, then it should work, right?
Is it this one or the first one? The second one.
I don't have a light.
can't see.
We're almost.
Okay.
Yes, the green light.
Okay, now this particular slideshow, we're going to do something very, very special. And that is stand up. You think you can do it? Everyone should stand up except those eating popcorn. And you can sing along. It's a sing along slideshow. Now let's see what happens. Well, you have to sing along. Oh, it's not. There's no sound coming out. Whoops. This is why you wanted to test the sound. Okay, we'll try a different one because. Wow. There's sound on this one, but it's not coming. Wait, but it's not coming out of my machine, that's the problem. I don't know why. Yes, it is. It shouldn't go. We don't put it through there. Just put it through into the amplifier directly. Yudhisthira. Just put it right into the amplifier.
Are you in a proper
place?
Yeah.
It's
proper place.
We can always move.